All right, you ready to get right into it? Look, I want you to see this verse. Go to Proverbs 30. Look, I wasn't going to tell this, and I told Sarah I wasn't. But I'm going to tell it to you because it's just us here. You know, Lynn, it embarrassed me so bad. It's probably the worst that I had ever been embarrassed in any church service. And I'll never forget it. This is where I got this verse that I'm about to read you. And I think it was this service. You might remember, for sure, Lynn, Art. So this evangelist was here from, I even forget his name. I think it was Argentina. No, Australia. He was here from Australia. He played a flute, remember? And he would worship with that flute. And the glory of God just came in the meetings where he was. And so you never knew what was going to happen. But, I mean, you just get absolutely dogged out drunk. In those meetings, I mean, I remember somebody driving me home. I don't even know who drove me home. And I would say, slow down. And I just felt horrible, and they'd hit a little bump, and I was just so drunk in the spirit, I couldn't even tolerate it. Anyway, so that night, the spirit was just, it was like swirling around. I mean, I'm not kidding you. You couldn't even stand up. The river was like doing this to you. And there was a whole bunch of you. Linda, I think you were one of them. Everybody was up here, and the river was flowing. And it looked like, I'm standing over here, and it looked like the water just carried them without them walking. I'm sure they were walking. But it was though it carried them right out the door. I don't know where y'all went, but it just carried them out the door. And it was almost like there were butterflies, okay? So I'm feeling this spiritual drunkenness come on me. And at that point, you don't lose consciousness, but you don't really care to humiliate yourself or embarrass yourself. You just don't care. So I'm over here, and I thought, well, I think I better go sit down. And I sit down here, and he was, I think it was this platform. He was sitting right there on the platform, and he's watching the party because he knew he had nothing to do with it. He knew the Holy Spirit was moving. And so I just felt the Holy Spirit saying, you need to go up there. But somehow I believed that it was not going to be good. And so I moved down a couple of chairs, and I felt, you need to go up there. And I thought, well, he's not saying anything. I sure don't know what to say. I don't know what to do with this service. I'm not going to touch it. And then I moved on down, and I knew I was going to have to go up there, but I was just not, I just thought I'll go slowly, and finally I get over here. And all of a sudden, you guys believe this or not, it was just the most horrible thing that any woman could ever, ever do in front of people or at home with nobody around. And I got up from that seat, and here sits this big man. He's probably 6'3", 250 or 60, sitting on this platform just watching. And I went up there, and I didn't know if I was going to say something. And I got up there and just started hitting him. Do anyone remember that? My good, it was just the most horrible thing. And I beat that man. I hit him with my fist, both of them. Pow, pow, pow. And he's just like covering himself, and he's laughing. And I knew I was doing it, but I think, God, this cannot be you. But I just kept doing it. And then I just fell out the floor, and the men caught me when I fell on my face in the floor. And then that's, I think, the night that carried me home. Anyway, it was just so disgusting. I mean, I cringe when I think about it now. See, if the whole house was full, I wouldn't have told that, but it's just us. So anyway, on the way home, I think it was Lula driving me, and I said, Lula, slow down. She goes, I'm only going 10 miles an hour. I said, but slow down more. And so then I said, we got in the house, and she helped me get in the house, and her husband went, and he helped me get, they both got me in the house and laid me on top of the bed. And then I said, oh, my goodness, you guys, I have to go to lunch with him tomorrow. I can't face him. I'm not going back to church. I'm going to call in sick tomorrow night. I cannot go face that man or those people. I don't want him to see me. I just want to stay and pull the covers over. I don't even want to face him. So he called me the next morning. And he was a real funny kind of guy. But, oh, the anointing was on his life. And he was just so pure and humble. And he said, so, Pastor Blaylock, he said, we still going to lunch. I said, no, we're not, because I'm still woozy. Okay, so I'm not going. And he said, I said, well, so what do you think happened last night? He said, I didn't know. Nothing like that ever happened to me. I said, me either. You know, you probably thought, oh, yeah, sure. So he said, I called my wife at home in Australia, and I said, honey, you're not going to believe what happened to me tonight. The pastor just beat me up. It was a woman. And so, I know we're laughing now, but believe me. And she said immediately, honey, you know, we've been praying about some things. You said there were some things that had to fall off our ministry. And she said, you know what comes to me? Turn over here to Proverbs 30. And this is the first time I ever saw this verse, and his wife gave it to us. And this is the only thing that gave me peace in that ugly situation. Proverbs 30:4. Can you? Oh, Kathy, you're not back there, are you? That's all right, honey. It's all right. I'll read it to you. Listen. Who has ascended into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? And that's with an S, not one fist, two fists. Who's gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? If you know. Well, you and I know what his name is. It's Yahweh. It's Jesus. And he said he's the only one that ascends and descends into the heavens. And then the sister told her husband, well, honey, sounds to me like God just gathered the wind in his fists. Because he said she was hitting me with her fists, both of them. And she said, God said, I will gather the wind of my fists. And he said, we agreed right there, and we prayed together, and we believed that God was knocking some of those things off of our ministry. He said, I said, did it hurt? He goes, oh, no. He said, sister, you didn't hurt me. I didn't even feel it. I said, well, I did. I hated it after it was over. And he said, he called me later on, and guess what? Everything fell off that needed to fall off. I'm sorry that the Lord, don't ever use that against me, Brother Niles. Yeah, I know you probably wrote it down. And so if God has to gather the wind in his fist and knock out some of these things that are going on in California and some of the things that are hitting in America, guess what? He said, I gather the wind in my fist, and I loosed it once in the upper room, and it was a good thing. But when he looses it this time, he's going to knock some people right off their high horse. Amen. So I love that, and I'm going to have Brother Art pray that upon some of these evil politicians, self-proclaimed politicians, some of the propaganda, some of the things going on. He's going to pray that. I thought, oh, Art, you'd be so good at praying the fist of God. And then it says, who has bound the waters in his garment? I mean, it's like if God had I think it's the old King James says, he gathered the oceans in his cloak, like his apron. Here it says in his garment. So I'm going to have Tanya come and pray that God will just loose a torrent of waters that he holds in his garment, just wash it out. When the enemies come in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against them. And when the enemy comes in, God will flood them out. I said, Tanya, you ever drive up on Highway 190 and you look across the bridge to the east? Remember how you see when the riverbed is dry? You see those big old trees growing up in there and a lot of the trash. But when that water starts coming down, Teresa, it just cleans all that trash out. It just washes it downstream, and all those big trees just fold. And I believe that God's going to send all of this water that he's gathered up in his garment. He's getting ready to loose the church. So then he asked, well, who's established all the ends of the earth? What's his name? Oh, we know his name. His name is Jesus. So I'm going to leave that right there. And I just want us to start praying now. Brother, pull the lights down just a little bit. And we're just going to have these guys pray, and then we'll leave. We don't have to bow and pray. But see, if we agree on earth, you might pull those lights up a bit. If we agree on earth as touching any one thing, it will be done of our Father in heaven. So I want you to agree with everything we pray tonight. And Portia and Mike, they're going to come. One of them are going to pray that God will convict us to go vote. Do you know how we lost this whole thing? The Christians didn't go vote last time. So we've got a chance. So let's call people from all over to go vote. Amen. And then we're going to call for justice in the land. Brother Arndt, would you come and ask God to open up both fists? Hallelujah, and blow the wind of his spirit to take care of things for us, because we don't know how.
Oh, Jesus. Lord, as we've read, Father, in your fists, Father, you gathered the winds, Father. Lord, we're just coming to you, Lord, in agreement. Father, they have taken the passivity, Father, of the church and mistaken it, Lord God, for the power and the authority that you have over every situation that we will be facing. Father, these politicians, self-serving politicians, Father, do not know, Lord. They do not know who they are coming against. Father, they're attacking the children, your children, Father. Your children, Lord. Father, they're attacking the church, Lord. Father, and you have sat there, Lord, given them time. You've given them grace, Father. It's not that you've turned your eye. You've not ignored it, Father. You've been taking notes, but you've been giving them mercy. Mercy, Lord. But now, Lord, the hours are coming, Lord. It's shortening. It's shortening, Lord. Your coming is soon. Very soon, Lord. And Father, these things that are happening right now, Father God, you are starting to stir it up, God. Just like a tornado, Father, it just starts slowly, Lord. But it builds, Lord, and it builds, Lord. And Father, and in your fist, Father, just the wind, Lord, knocking them down. You will knock this down. Every evil, evil attempt, God, that the enemy is trying to do against your church, Lord, it will not prosper. It will not go on. Father, you will uncover the foolishness. You will uncover the lies, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will uncover everything, Lord, and it will be exposed. Father, for the church to open their eyes and only see the destruction that will come. Father, we call, Lord God, for you to come and just destroy it, Lord. Enough is enough, Father. Enough is enough. Father, we ask for your mercy and your grace, Lord, to be over your people, Lord, as we rise up together, Father. This Tuesday, God, as we come to vote, Father, it is for our country, Lord. It is for your country, Lord, that you founded, Father. This is the only place, God. All the enemies, Lord, just as they do in Jerusalem, Father, in Israel, Father, they just one little spot, Father, and they're trying to destroy it, and they cannot prevail, Father. They cannot prevail. And this country, Lord, it is still a God-driven country. It still is, and it shall be, Father, until you come for us, Lord. it will continue to be a God-fearing country, Lord. No matter what the left may say, Father, it does not matter, Lord. It does not matter. Father, they will speak and they will talk, Lord God, but they will say absolutely nothing. Nothing, Lord. Nothing, Lord. As you did in the Tower of Babel, Lord, confuse their language, God. Father, just let them go on babbling of what they will do, and as they roar like a lion trying to just put fear in your people, God. But Lord, we heard this morning, Father, by the anointing of your presence, Father, and our pastor, Lord, that came and said, it is Jesus. Jesus. So Lord, we call on Jesus, Lord, to do that impossible thing, Lord God, that everyone looks at and says it's impossible, but with you, Lord, all things are possible. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you are coming, and you are not coming, Father, to give your life as a lamb to lay it down. No, Lord, you're coming as judge. You're coming with authority, Father, with your fist balled up, Father, with that wind in that fist, Father, and you're saying now. Now you have riled my spirit up. I have allowed mercy and grace to reign. But now it is time for me just to move everyone else aside. They've all tried and fallen short. But my God says, but now, behold with your eyes the glory of the Lord that will come. It will come and put a stop to all this foolishness. The church will stand. My people will reign. And Father, we just thank you for that, Lord. Put boldness in your people, Lord, to stand firm, to stand knowing whom we serve. And Father, we just ask it to be done, to call it done, Father, in the name of your beautiful, wonderful Son, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. To glory and honor be to you, Father. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for that, Lord. Father, Lord, you've given the enemy, Lord, control to be the prince of the power of the air, Lord. But Father, but you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and you control the very wind. You have grabbed it. You're just choking that enemy out, Father, as you hold it tighter and tighter, Father. Tighter and tighter, Lord, as now your wrath, Father, will come out. And Father, we will give you praise, and they will see the mightiness of your hand. And Father, we just thank you and ask it to be done in Jesus' name, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Jesus, for this precious day, Father God, this evening that you have given us, Father God. We are here for you, Father God, and we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, because you're making a turnaround, Father God, that the heaven gates are open right now, Father God. The windows of heaven are open right now to hear our prayer, Father God, because this didn't just start tonight, Father God. This has started, Father God, days in advance, weeks in advance, Father God. And I know, Father God, there's more together praying, Father God, more churches praying, Father God, for this nation, Father God, for this nation to turn around, Father God, for all of these votes, Father God, for the congressmen, Father God, for the people, Father God, that are involved, Father God, that you know, Father God, that they shouldn't even be there, Father God, the leaders, Father God, that are in position right now, Father God, that they're, Father God, you're going to speak to them, Father God, and you're going to bring people to them, Father God, to speak to them and to take them to a place, Jesus, where they need to go, Father God, in your realm, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you're making a turnaround even in the proposition, Father God, and the things that we have to say yes to and the things that we have to say no to. That, Father God, you give us revelation on when to say yes and where to mark yes and where to mark no, Father God. All the cartels that are coming in, Father God, from Texas, that are coming in from Arizona, Father God, we're tired of it. All the Republicans, all the ones that say that they love you, Father God, we know what's right, we know what's good, and we know what's bad, Father God. And it is time for us to stand up and can say no, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for giving us Christian boldness. I thank you for giving us your children, your women, your men of God, that you give them the strength and the words to speak. Father God, as we go down the street, as we walk these the world, Father God, because we're passing through, Father God, just like you did, Jesus. And I don't know how long we have, Father, but that you give us all strength, Father God. And as long as I'm here, Father God, I pray, Father God, for the congressmen. I pray for the leaders. I pray for the president, Father God. And if they're not supposed to be in that position, Father God, that you will make a way, you will make a will, and you will make it happen, Father God. Just like I stood, Father God, for abortion, Father God, and that you brought the right people, Father God. And just because you brought those right people, we are able, Father God, to know what to do and know to put them in position where they belong, Father God. It is time to line up. It is time to get in position. Father, I thank you because you're making a turnaround right now, and it's only through the heavens of gates. It's only through the power of God. It's only through the will of God that all of this can happen, Father God, because there's no man on this earth that can wipe all of that flood, Father God. But it's going to be like the flood, like the red blood floods, Father God, going through in that blue water. It's going to flood, Father God, the nations, because blood is stronger than water. Blood is stronger, Father God. Your blood is stronger, Father God. And it's going to wipe all of that away, all of the sins, Father God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father. No more, no more will we open the doors and those walls. We won't let them come through, Father God, that you'll make a way, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that there's the change. There's going to be a turnaround, Father God. No more will they come in by the thousands. No more will enter them in by the thousands, Father God, that you have an army, Father God, of greatness, Father God, and of good, Father, and you're going to bring them and lead them to a place, Father God. I thank you, Jesus, for your servants, for your women, and for your men of God, from all over Tulare County, from all over the nation, Father God, whoever's ready to vote, whoever's going to vote, Father God, that the ones that call themselves, just that they say they love you and that they know you, Father God, that they will hear you and know what to sign and what to say on that paper, on that piece of paper that they're supposed to vote, Father God. I pray, my prayer is, Father God, that when they open that booklet, Father God, that they put you first. And if they don't know how to sign those papers, Father, I pray that you will bring somebody, Father God. You'll bring somebody to lead them to do it, Father God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you that we are examples for you, my Lord. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. You're making it happen, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that there's a turnaround, Father God. I thank you, Jesus. Oria baba sikia tala mama maso ria la la baso aria la boko ria la baso. I thank you, Jesus, that you're going to make a turnaround. We're going to know that it is you. We're going to know that your prayers, our prayers, Father God, has changed, Father God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father.
I don't pray like she does. Before I started praying, Pastor said this morning it's between evil and good, and it is. A couple years ago, it was Democrats, Republicans. It's really not that now. It's evil and good. And many, many Democrats are switching over. And I looked at some scriptures that to me was real important. Proverbs, in Proverbs 28, it said, evil men do not understand justice. For those who seek the Lord understand it completely. Also in John 17, it said, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Proverbs 21, when justice is done, it is a joy to the righteous, but a terror to the evildoers. And Proverbs said, a righteous man knows the rights of the poor. A wicked man does not understand such knowledge. Vote. We have to vote. Tanya talked about that. Dear Heavenly Father, there's something horrid that's going on in our nation right now. Horrible. I can't even believe the children. It aches my heart. The scores came out the first time in history, the first time ever, our kids are not scoring where they should, because of what people have done and what they're still trying to do. We talked about the kids, but when they, at a young age, can go and get shots to change their sex without the parents' knowledge, there's something bad, bad, wrong. It's just unreal. Dear Heavenly Father, you have to stop this. Stop this. Our children have to have a voice, a Christian voice. They have to. They have to understand that they're good as they are. Art, Lord, we know, straightened out the fact that he was a man. Our children need to know they're a male or a female. They're a male or a female. They are not an it. They are not a whatever that they have to give them names. This is ridiculous. Dear Lord, I ask you to turn against the evilness that is in this world. Our poor president, and we're supposed to pray for our president. I do pray for him, but the poor man is misled greatly, and he's not in a position, and we can't kick him out because then who's left? The cackling queen of the world. Lord, we can't have her either, and if she's gone, we have Pelosi. We have no choice, Lord. Take all of them out and put in who you want to have. Put in the who you want to run this world and this nation. Our other nations don't respect us anymore. They don't fear us. They don't respect us. And Lord, that has to change because we all these people that are just coming in. There was a thing today, Lord, that I read that said a few people coming into whatever the fight's going on right now. I don't even know why my brain isn't working. But all those millions and millions that are coming in, why isn't that an invasion? Why isn't that a horrible thing? They're bringing in crooks. They're bringing in drugs. Lord, you can stop that. We have to stop it. I don't know how, but you know how, and you can do it. But if we don't go vote, Lord, if we do not vote, then we are at as much fault as the people that are allowing all this to happen. The Republicans have to vote Republic, period. But many of the Democrats are switching because we supposedly, according to our president, don't have an inflation. Well, why is it that people can't even afford to buy groceries and put gas in their car at the same time? They can't. Dear Heavenly Father, you can change this. And we know that we have our responsibility of how to vote and that we have to get up and go do it. We did not do it like we should last time. Some of us did, some of us didn't. But we have to vote. And if we don't vote, then we deserve what's going to happen, which is a disaster. And it won't be a disaster. Get up, get out there, and vote. And Heavenly Father, we trust you. We trust you, and we know beyond a doubt, Lord, that you are in charge. And we love you, and we trust you, and we know that you are going to help us pick the right people in. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everything that you do for us. And Lord, we're counting on that. We will do our part. And you will do your part, and we will restore this nation as it should. Dear Lord, thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father, for the prayers that have gone forward already. And Father, I have been asked that the Holy Spirit, that I pray that the people will follow the leading and of the Holy Spirit. Father, if you need to, wake them up in the night. Father, if it's lying on their table and they haven't mailed it, Father, prompt them. Don't even let them walk by without saying, I must get this there. It's that important. And Father, I have something to ask you because you have given us the Holy Spirit who guides and directs us. And Father, our pastor reminded us today, we are so blessed to have the Holy Spirit. We are not left here hopeless. And you know what? We are left here. We have so much available even to our brain. You might not know that. But you know what? You can say, Father, I can't even imagine. I need an answer. You know what? The Holy Spirit will give it to you. And so what I'm going to ask right now is, Holy Spirit, I ask that you protect the vote that are voted by your people. Father, that victory will become, and even, Father, the ones that didn't know to pray, but for some reason, they said, I am not following what I consider bad. I'm following the good for the country. Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit and the host of angels, Father, because you have a lot of angels, I know. And, Father, that you just protect every vote. And even though there is plans to snatch some of them or many of them, Holy Spirit, I ask that that not happen and that we see victory and move ahead for the great revival that's coming. Father, we just say in the name of Jesus that they will not, whoever the evil is working against these votes, our votes, Father, that they will not change them, they will not steal them, they will not destroy them in Jesus' name. And Father, any vote that is put in fraud, through fraud, Father, I ask that you destroy them. Father, those votes not be counted. And they will say, what happened? What happened? We know what happened. We know what happened. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Praise God.
Woo!
Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I speak your words, Father. Your words. It says, if my people, which are called by my name. And Father, we are your people. We are called Christians after your Son, Jesus, the Christ. And Father, we know that this nation was created by Christian people. This was a Christian nation. But one of our past presidents said, this is no longer a Christian nation. I rebuke those words in Jesus' name. And I declare that the United States of America and the people who live within that nation are a Christian nation. We are a Christian nation. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Father, your word says that if we humble ourselves and seek your face and pray unto you, that you will heal our nation. And Father, that's what we desire. A healed nation that is called Christian. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Father, we do seek your face. We seek your will and not ours. And we come against those wicked people who would take you out of our nation, would take you out of our government, and take you out of our schools and our businesses. Father, we come against that in Jesus' name, and we declare Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we thank you now, Lord, that we are that Christian nation, and those wicked people will fall down. Yes, Lord, they will fail. But those who do seek your face and do humble themselves and pray unto you, Lord, they will rise up. They will stand together as one and defeat those wicked people in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that as so. Praise your name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. What prayers. Whew. Who left their phone here? Watch my hand this week. You'll see my hand. Praise God. Oh, God, we have so longed for righteous government. You know what? And not just us, but generations behind have just longed to see a righteous government like the early church saw. And we long to see justice and truth. And, Mike, I'm glad that you rebuked those evil people. We can say that, church. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Man, they hate law and order. They hate the Constitution. And they could care less about you and me. They could care less about the American people or how much we're paying for gas or food or anything else. and the poor people that are homeless and those that are just barely making it, church. It's just a sad day, but I want to tell you, I think it's a great day. Great day. I just made just a couple of notes. But I believe these demonic mountains that are just hovering over, they're going to fall flat because of Proverbs 30 and verse 4. And after the dust settles, I believe that we will see the hand of the Lord, and may we declare the glory of the Lord on earth. And Sister Tanya reminded me of Proverbs 11, and I added verse 10 to it, 11 and 10 and 11 and 11. When it goes well with the righteous, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. And when the wicked perish, there's what? Jubilation. When the wicked perish. You say it shouldn't be that way. No, the Bible says it's jubilation. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. So, Lord, our nation is spared because of us. There are millions of us around the world who have sought your face, and we love you. We're not the Elijahs that cry out, oh God, there's just me. I'm the only one serving you. That's, Lord, that is so ridiculous. You said Elijah. No. There's seven others that stood against the prophets of Baal with you. And Lord, there are millions around the world, not just in America, that stand together. There's thousands upon thousands in California that are standing against Governor Newsom. It looks like he will be right back in. But Lord, you can do miracles before our very eyes. With man, things are impossible. But with you, all things, anything, everything is possible. Governor Newsom, we command you to go out. In Jesus' name, Lord, loose your people from the stronghold of sin and injustice and lawlessness. Save our nation. Save our cities. No more fires. And Lord, when the conservatives do win at the ballot box, I pray, Lord, even those that would think to go and set a city on fire or beat up the policemen or do all that they plan to do, throwing the rocks through the windows and even worse, I pray, Lord, that you will stop them in their tracks with the wind in your fist and the flood in your cloak and your power of the Holy Ghost. For it is not by might, nor by spirit, not by might, nor by power, because we don't have any, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen? Hallelujah. You know what, Portia, there was a man, he was an Assembly of God pastor, his name was Buck, and I forget his name, but he wrote a book called Angels on Assignment in the 70s, y'all remember that. And he said, you know, he had hours of visitation with angels, and those angels came to him that night, and they said, God said, you can ask us two questions. And they said, what's the most exciting time that you have ever seen in all of your history? Of course, they've been there forever. You know. And they said, well, we haven't seen as much excitement going on in heaven. Exactly what they said. We've not seen as much excitement going on in heaven since Jesus came to earth. And there was so much excitement in heaven. It's happy all the time, they said, but you should have seen it. But now we're so close to when Jesus is coming back for his bride. There's all kinds of this stuff going on right now. Much excitement. Sister Raina, you got a word to pray? You want to pray before we go? Come here, honey. Come on, you'll be our last prayer tonight then. Wonderful Jesus. Just pray along the lines we pray.
Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you give us tonight to pray, to intercede for our land, Heavenly Father. We thank you because we're a Christian nation, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for giving us courage, determination, fast stand, Lord. We stand fast. Lord Jesus, just be with us and continue to be with us. You bless those You bless those that intercede for others. And we are interceding, so we are blessed, Heavenly Father. But we want you to change the minds of the people, Heavenly Father, even Christians, not to go behind false gods or false advertisement or false leadership, Heavenly Father. Let us have wisdom as we go through in the name of Jesus. Now I know that the elections are near, and Heavenly Father, put Christian people in those positions. Put people that have the determination to follow you, Heavenly Father, and to fear your word in the name of Jesus. And those that are not saved, Heavenly Father, those that are going to be in that position, Lord, let your word reach to their hearts and for them to be changed in the name of Jesus. We praise you this tonight because you have heard our prayers. We praise you, Lord, because you've been with us throughout all situations, and that's why we trust you. That's why we have faith in you, because you have answered our prayers. And I love you, Lord. And we love you, Lord. I know this congregation loves you, and we are waiting for your answer, and it's going to be positive. It's going to be, Lord, what you want it to be. Even though we can see something that it's against the situation, but you pull us through because you want us to have faith in you, and you want us to know that you're with us. And when there is something against, that's when we have to reach out, Lord, and to know that you're leading us. In the name of Jesus, I ask, because everything is for your honor and for your glory, and I thank you for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Will the Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, may be gracious to you, turn his face toward you, and give you peace in every area this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Well, again, thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for those awesome anointed prayers. I believe every single one of them were anointed by God. Glory to God.